Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors. Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and his co-host, Monet Kelso. We're so thankful that you're joining us tonight. We have such treats for you. Tom, we're so honored to have you with us. Are you here?
I am, and a good evening to everyone.
Well, Tom, we have a lot of really exciting news for everyone. Basically, you know, Tom, imagine what it was like back in the olden days when Henry Ford was developing the car. And I've read a couple of quotes. People told them that he was crazy. They said, why would anyone want a car when there's no roads? And they said, why would anyone buy a car when there's no petrol stations? And yet that didn't really stop him, because he had something that we needed. He had something that improved life. And there's always going to be the doubters and the naysayers when anything new is coming out. So Tom, maybe we could take a look at relation to scalar energy in regards to Henry Ford's story and reflect a little on that.
Of course, of course. We have to be trailblazers. We have to set the tone. We have to set the pace. Well, that's what we're doing today. Scalar energy someday will be embraced by mankind. Sure, this is going to take some time to be accepted, but I'm willing to spend that time and to make that effort. And my prediction is scalar energy will eventually change the course of human history. I'm convinced of that.
Well, absolutely. With some of the stories that we're about to hear tonight, I have no doubt in my mind. And we've had amazing testimonies. If any of you have not heard our previous shows, please go to bbsradio.com/divine energy, and you can listen to the archives and catch some of our past shows. Amazing testimonies about automatic weight loss. Literally, the scalar energy melts the fat right off your body. It sounds impossible, but we've got the testimonies to prove it. We're talking about people getting over herpes, having negative PCR tests, which is basically a DNA or viral load test. We've had people with hormone issues and fatigue issues and chronic fatigue and chronic infections. And all of these people are experiencing tremendous results from Tom's scalar energy technology. And if you're joining us for the first time, let's give them a brief background, Tom, about what scalar energy is. Can you give us an overview for our new listeners?
Sure. Scalar energy is a fundamental force in nature. We have electricity, which is one form of energy. Scalar energy is simply another type of energy, another form of energy. It comes from the stars. The stars of the universe, our sun, produce scalar energy. There's an infinite supply of scalar energy. So it's a natural, it's a clean energy, and it pervades the universe.
Well, it was inevitable that at some time that someone would discover electricity and that someone would discover how to use that electricity to power light bulbs, because electricity and light are two of the primal energies of the universe, but both of those energies are governed by scalar energy. So really, it's not so unusual that someone would develop an instrument that would express scalar energy and be able to broadcast scalar energy, just like it's really not that unusual today to just go flip a switch and turn the light on. But when they were first doing those experiments, it seemed very strange. And I know they made many attempts, much like you, Tom, in your 25 years of research and development that you spent developing this piece of equipment. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we stand at the threshold of the future of wellness, and you are one of the few chosen who gets to be on the first wave to hear about this amazing innovation, this amazing technology that is transforming lives and bodies and even souls on the atomic level. And we've got some very special guests on tonight that are going to tell you their stories and about what Scalar Energy is doing in their lives. And so we encourage you all, if you know anyone that's suffering tonight from any kind of physical ailment, a weight problem, any kind of infection, low energy, fatigue, problems sleeping, it really, Scalar Energy has the innate intelligence within it to know what to do. It is the energy that is holding everything together and in perfect order. And if you get a little dose of it, your body will begin to experience more order, more harmony, and more balance. And across the board, Tom, isn't that what everyone pretty much says, every single person that gets the Scalar treatments?
That's the key. What we're doing is essentially universal health care for everybody, obviously. Scalar Energy can improve the lifestyle, can improve the quality of health for everybody. It has universal application.
And it has a pervasive effect on the whole body. It's not just like, oh, well, I have a bad ankle or, you know, I have a stomach problem. It really doesn't matter what your problem is. The intelligence of Scalar Energy, by bringing the order, the divine order, back into your organism, back into the electromagnetism, the primordial scalar energy of your own body and your body's own energy centers, the biochemistry, the biofield of the body, which is the projection field outside of the body, like any electrical device has. The scalar field has the divine intelligence that brings order back to all of those elements of which we consist. And so the effect is pervasive. You don't have to focus on a disease. You can focus on getting well and enjoying a better quality of life and having your body function at a higher level, because at the energy level, it's getting the information it needs to restore its own function. Well, actually, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest with a very special story. Right after this break, we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. Call your friends. Send a text message. Make sure they don't miss this. Absolutely, this is earth-shattering. This is paradigm-shattering. This is a new beginning for all of us. And we can't really overemphasize it. So we're just so thankful that you've joined us tonight. We're so excited to bring this information to you. And we hope that you will go and call the ones that you love so that they can partake as well. And we will be right back after this message. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and his co-host Monique Kelso. And we have on the phone tonight a scalar celebrity. Randy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Randy. We really appreciate you taking time out to tell us.
Well, it was an honor because CBS calling me, but I, too, have interviewed Tom a couple of times, and he's a wonderful man.
He really is, and, you know, another thing that's across the board that I've noticed is that every single one of Tom's clients has great admiration for him. They've experienced compassion, encouragement, concern from him, which is so rare in these times, and so we're just so thankful to work with him and to be able to share in this amazing gift that was given to him divinely. So, Randy, what's your story with Scalar Energy?
Well, you were cut off. Am I still on?
Yes, sir. You are still on, and we can still hear you.
Okay. I had been from a school of hard knocks, and I got addicted to drugs and alcohol, and then I got off, and then, you know, I was still struggling because I had a lot of PTSD issues.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I heard Tom being interviewed with Healing with the Masters, I could feel the energy even by not purchasing it yet.
I know what you mean.
So I thought, well, this is the deal, because I like the things I heard. The most, well, I noticed a torn muscle that would not heal, and it hurt when I stretched back. But it healed, you know. It never healed otherwise.
How long had it been torn like that without healing?
Very long time.
Are we talking years?
Yeah. And
wow.
Also, I had hepatitis C because of my lifestyle. And I did my best to do the alternative. And towards the last, I struggled immensely. So I decided to do this also for that. And lo and behold, the VA sends me a negative report.
Are you telling us that you had a PCR viral load test for hepatitis C and it came back negative from the VA?
Yes.
Wow. Well, first of all, we want to thank you for serving our country, Randy. Thank you so much for your service. We're very, very grateful. And we are so glad that now you have a new beginning because of Scalar Energy. This is amazing. How long had you been suffering with hepatitis C, Randy?
Oh, God, I know for sure since 82, so that's a long time. And it affects your self-esteem, and it affects, you know, of course, health, and it definitely affects getting in a family, you know.
That's right.
Somebody's adamant.
Well, this offers incredible hope to those. Did you try any of the interferon treatments, any of the other treatments that are being offered by traditional medicine?
I did not want to do that. I had a sponsor that was a doctor, and he said that due to my characteristics, it would be unwise to do the interferon at this time. So the way I am with the energy in the first place, and how I study about health and various things that heal, I was able to do that.
Okay, so you also had some good advice there, too, and that was a
yes,
blessing.
And I succeeded without the interferon medical treatment, you know.
Yes, but really it was the scalar. I mean, prior to doing the scalar, did you do a viral load test?
Oh, yeah.
And it showed up on those tests?
The VA is the first people that informed me. The doctors here in town did not inform me I had hepatitis C, but the VA did. So that's when I commenced to start working on myself in an alternative manner.
Kind of making up for some of those years when you weren't taking care of yourself and such.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is something, Tom, we were discussing this, I believe, last week, that Scalar Energy, it is so miraculous that you can start to think, oh, well, this is the only thing I need in life. And in a way, it kind of is. But when we're talking about our piece of equipment here, Tom, really, we also need the biological, the biochemical building blocks that our body will use to regrow and restore tissue. Isn't that true, Tom?
It's a holistic approach, of course. And what we're advocating is this, that Scalar Energy can be used not only to disassemble what's harmful, such as pathogens. In this case, it has disassembled the hepatitis C virus. But we've also developed a technique, a modality with scalar energy, in which we can assemble micronutrients. We can assemble vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. All of that is beneficial, obviously. We have to fortify the body with the proper nutrition. And we're able to do both by way of scalar energy.
And so we do encourage everyone, and it's also on the www.selfhealgo.com website where you can learn more about scalar energy, read more testimonials, see the frequently asked questions, and even sign up to try it for yourself there. But on that website, you will also find information about drinking plenty of water when you're doing your scalar treatments, and of course, eating healthy foods. There's no shortcut around that. But what's interesting is last week we had two ladies on that have been doing the fat metabolism treatment in addition to the regular scalar treatments, and they said that their desires for foods that aren't healthy have completely left. And so this is the great thing about when you bring order back into your body, it's going to help reduce cravings that are contrary to health. You're going to have more of a desire for healthy food, and you're going to benefit much more from that healthy food than you ever have before because of scalar energy bringing order back into your body and your body functioning at a higher level. So, Randy, so this work that you're doing on your body by taking care of yourself, how much of a result did you get from that just by itself prior to trying the scalar energy?
Well, 82 years worth. I mean, from the time of 82 to 2015.
Okay, so you've been in this for a while, so you've had some good restoration, just eating healthy and doing good stuff for yourself?
Correct. That enabled me to, you know, I had one other modality that helped, but I wish I'd found Tom's, because that one didn't get rid of it, and he claimed it didn't.
Well,
he just said it'd be a major improvement. So I'm just, you know, grateful that I've done it, and it helps with many other things. Expedite one's ability to meditate, helps heal and put an ease on mental illnesses. And
yes. Well, you know, the liver isn't called the liver for nothing. You can't really live without the liver being healthy. And one thing I've noticed in my practice is that right before cancer shows up, the liver takes a big dump. So if we don't take care of our livers, there's things that will come up immediately afterwards. It is part of the immune system. It's part of the endocrine system. It's really one. It's a master organ. So you had done all of those wonderful things for yourself, Randy, and yet nothing was getting rid of the hepatitis C. So we're going to take a really quick, until you found scalar energy, we're going to take a really quick break, Randy, and then we'll come right back.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just want to say one other miracle that happened in my life is...
Well, Randy, actually, we have to take a real quick break. Can you hold that thought? We'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, right after this. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and his co-host Moni Kelso, and we're so honored to have Randy, one of our honored American vets, here with us tonight, telling us his story about how he had spent years working on his health because he was diagnosed in 82 with hepatitis C, and he had done many different modalities, and he had improved his quality of life, but nothing could get rid of that hepatitis C until He did Scalar Energy with Tom Palladino at www.selfhealgo.com. And then he just got his PCR test back from the VA, and he is completely negative for hepatitis C. So, Randy, you said you had another miracle to tell us about. Please share with us.
I had an extremely rough beginning with my soulmate, and 3 years later, we're reunited. My twin flame.
Oh, and do you think that Scalar Energy kind of helped you have more balance in your emotions so that you could rekindle that flame?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of folks tell us that their whole mental state is influenced. So, Tom, this isn't just about physical health. It's also emotional and mental, isn't it?
Of course it is. Scalar energy as a primal force in nature can help us not only physically, but psychically.
Well, that was a neat story. And we just shout outs to all our vets today. We thank you so much for your service to our country, and we just love to hear stories. We love to help our vets, and we hope that if you know a vet that is suffering from even Gulf War syndrome, anything that was picked up abroad, they get a lot of vaccines that can weaken the immune system. They can get very profound exposures in foreign countries, malaria, dengue, different other things. Tom, are you able, is your scalar technology able to deal with those things?
Of course. Dengue fevers is not a problem. Presently, we're able to eradicate over 50,000 potential species of germs, of pathogens. Well, with that said, after a scalar energy pathogenic cleanse, most people invariably feel much better. Why? We can eliminate the cause of disease. The germ, the virus, the bacterium, the fungus. This really is it will prove to be a means in which mankind finally will be able to address pathogenic disease in a fundamental capacity, remove the causative agent of that disease, and return to health.
And that's why scalar energy represents really the future of wellness. And we're so excited to have joining us now, Eric. Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and tell us your story.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, Eric, how long have you been getting scalar energy treatments?
I've been receiving scalar for approximately 11 months now.
Okay, and what first prompted you to seek scalar treatments?
Well, a friend of mine had been receiving scalar, and I was, like I said, it's been 11 months, so it was last January that I started, and in February, I was going to have back surgery, so I just kind of wanted to get everything in line and see if it would help with the recovery with my back surgery.
And so how did that go?
Well, I had my surgery in late February. My surgeon and neurologist told me that I should expect to be out of work between 8 to 12 weeks, and I was back to work in 3 weeks.
Wow. That is great. And yeah, scarring? How about scarring? How did the scarring come out?
At first it was pretty swollen, and like after 3 weeks, the scar was completely, looked like a normal scar should be. So
my, in only 3 weeks? Wow.
Yeah. My surgeon was completely surprised at my recovery process.
And so it is amazing, isn't it? And so tell us some other things. We know the scalar music. Tell us the other things that are going on in your body since you started scalar.
Yeah, with scalar is my overall well-being. I've got more energy than I've had in years. I just started doing the fat metabolism. I've lost 15 pounds being on the fat metabolism. And the thing that I notice about that is, you know, the late night cravings that you get.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get any of those at all.
They're gone.
Gone. And snacking, you know, that's, you know, a thing of the past. It's amazing how that aspect of the scalar, when I started doing the fat metabolism, I was amazed with the results from it.
It is amazing because actually the craving is a mechanism almost of reverse polarity in a lot of times. In other words, the very thing that you shouldn't eat, sometimes when the body goes haywire, it will crave. But see, when that harmony comes back in with the scalar and the body starts getting itself back into balance, then those cravings can leave. And that makes it a lot easier to lose weight, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And, you know, now just eating three balanced meals with healthy snacks, yeah, the weight is really coming off each week. So I'm extremely impressed with
But it's also fat. It's also just the scalar, like, melting it off, too, isn't it? It's not just how you're eating.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's everything with my well-being, being more positive, more energy. No aches and pains anymore. I used to suffer from chronic knee pain, and living in the Northwest, we get tons of rain up here, and you can always tell, I could always tell by when the season is going to change because of my knees would let me know. And for the last year, I've not had any knee pain or lower back pain whatsoever, so...
Even post-surgically, you don't have any post-surgical back pain?
No, I don't. I don't. It's been, yes, because beforehand, I was living in with great deal of pain every day. Sometimes I couldn't even walk to the car without having horrible pain that would put me down for hours. It's nice not to be able to have to take a pill regimen because of it. And I contribute all of that to scalar. It's the only thing that I can think of because of, you know, supposedly supposed to be out of work for 8 to 12 weeks, and I was back to work in 3 weeks.
And then no post-surgical pain at all for back surgery is highly unusual.
Correct.
Wow, what a story, Eric. So let me ask you, the people that know you and in your life, have they noticed a difference in you from scalar?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm back to being my fun, outrageous self. You know? And just seeing the overall, I guess it's going to sound funny to say it, but kind of like the energy glow that you have, you know?
Right.
And people can pick up on that. And, you know, they always ask me, what are you doing? And I always contribute it to Scalar Energy. And I tell them about Tom and Tom's website.
And what's the response so far? Are people scared of trying it? Or what does the response seem to be?
You know, pretty much people seem to be receptive to it because they can see, you know, they can see in me what it's done for me and, you know, my attitude towards it. So, yeah, everybody that I've come across it has been very open-minded and, you know, tell me that they're going to research it. And, you know, I've had friends and family join up because of it. So,
that is awesome. Well, Eric, do you mind staying with us? We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and chat some more.
Sure, absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us tonight on the Divine Energy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this message. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino. And we have with us a very special guest, Eric, who had a back surgery and he was very concerned. And anyone that's done research on back surgery should be because, depending upon the procedure, the success rates have, you know, varying percentages. So he decided, you know, I heard about this scalar, and that's what I want to ask you about next, Eric. But he said, I heard about this scalar, and I figured I want to give myself the best chance for a great surgical outcome. Well, his outcome was so astounding that you were supposed to be out of work for how many weeks?
Anywhere between 8 to 12 weeks is what the surgeon told me that I should expect to be out of work, and I went back to work after 3 weeks.
And he has no post-surgical back pain. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're trying to tell you at the beginning of the night. We're here. The future of wellness is actually right now. And you are at a divine moment in time that you are even hearing this radio show right now. This is a moment of destiny. You know someone that's suffering, and you can help them with this suffering. So, Eric, how did you hear about the scalar again? Please tell us.
A friend of mine had already been receiving scalar, and she told me about it, and I've known her for 23 years, and I trust her, you know, wholeheartedly, and, you know, so she told me about it, and we thought it was a good thing to jump on her group and get me treated a month before I started surgery.
And so what was in the back, what was going through the back of your mind? Had you been exposed to any kind of energy medicine previously?
No, previously not. After Amy told me about it, of course, I did my research. I went on YouTube and pulled up some of Tom's videos and watched and went to the website and did a bunch of research because, you know, I had been progressively having this back pain for 8.5 years. Mm. And like I said, it got so bad to a point where it affected my well-being that I was afraid to even walk at the grocery store because then it would start and I'd be in pain for hours. And it was the most horrific pain I've ever experienced.
Mm.
So I really wanted to take advantage of anything that I could that would help me before the surgery and post operation. So I was extremely positive about giving scalar a shot.
Okay, so now that you've had this amazing surgical outcome and your surgeon was blown away and had not seen a scar go down that quickly, had not seen anybody go back to work that quickly, are you going to keep doing it or do you think maybe you're done?
No, it's something that I will do as long as I can. Each day, each week, each month, I feel better. Like I said, I have so much energy. I feel like I'm in my 20s. I can't even explain how good I feel every day.
And that's something, I mean, you know, we have kind of a mentality in our country that if it's a disease, you know, go after the disease, and that's the focus. But really, what got you to scalar was a problem. But now that you're experiencing the benefits, it really becomes a way of life. Why would you ever want to sacrifice the quality of life that you have now simply because you don't have a disease? So really, you know, it's not just for people with health problems. It's for everyone.
Correct.
You don't even realize, in a way, how bad you feel until those layers start getting peeled off with the scalar. Wouldn't you say, Randy? Excuse me. I'm sorry, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It, you know, after a few treatments, I could not believe how well I felt from less pain, better mental outlook, everything. It's not just one or two things. It's the whole ball.
And that's the beauty of this divine energy, this divine intelligence. It makes you wonder, you know, how someone could have taken a rock and blown it up and called it a big bang and expected everything to work out so great. But we're just so thankful for Tom's work in bringing this divine energy into a place where you can actually receive this broadcast anywhere on the planet and benefit from this amazing primordial energy. So, Tom, let's discuss other surgical outcomes. Eric has been so generous with his story. Have you had other surgical clients talk about their pre- and post-surgical outcomes regarding scalar energy?
I have, and I would say the common denominator really resonates with what Eric has told us. After surgery, people have experienced an accelerated recovery. Invariably, those people that I'm working with scalar energy have told me that their recovery time is shortened and that the complications sometimes associated with surgery are in some way mitigated. All of this points to the fact that scalar energy is really an all-encompassing type of treatment modality. It's just not one specific function of the body that it works on. Scalar energy works on the entire human body as well as the psyche. It is truly amazing, the therapeutic benefit of a scalar energy treatment and what it can do for the body and mind.
Well, you know, with the rate of idiopathic and nosocomial, idiopathic is doctor-created mistakes, and nosocomial infections are hospital-acquired infections. With the rate of super germ transmission that's going on in the hospitals right now, if you have someone you love and you know that they have a surgery coming up, just for the protection from the superbugs would be a really wonderful gift that you could give someone for the holidays for their surgery. That extra added protection, like Tom said, to help fend off complications. And like Eric has shared with us, to help give them their best surgical outcome. There's about 400,000 people a year, if I have my numbers correct, that are acquiring hospital-borne infections, and some of them do not respond to antibiotics. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what would it hurt to just try it and see? Just give it a try and see if what we're telling you is really true. Imagine if here we are, we're like Thomas Edison, we're like Henry Ford, and we've got what's really going on. We are standing at the threshold of the future of wellness, and you passed it by. Can you imagine? Imagine the pain and suffering that you could help alleviate in the relationships around you just by being bold and taking this step and finding out if what we're sharing with you is true. Well, Eric, we're so glad you joined us. Your story is awesome, and it was great talking with you. Can we talk to you again in the future, maybe?
Absolutely, anytime.
Thanks so much for coming on. We're going to take another break, ladies and gentlemen, and Eric, we will talk to you sometime soon, and we'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and I'm his co-host, Monet. Tom, you know, every testimony that comes on, I keep getting more and more inspired, and I hope that our listeners are too. Imagine if this really is what we're saying it is, what it means for the future. It seemed like everybody was just getting sicker and sicker and sicker. But look, there's a divine intervention, and it's called the divine energy. And so, Tom, really, just imagine if people could have more harmonious emotions and more harmonious thoughts on a large scale. What could happen with issues like race relations? What could happen in marriages and in families and with juveniles, troubled youth? Talk about that for a minute, Tom. Enlighten the people.
Let's consider scalar energy a unifying energy. And if you are united, then there cannot be any strife. There cannot be any fighting. I firmly believe that scalar energy really is the perfect state. And as such, it really represents union with God. Well, if you're in this dimension of scalar energy, you are united with God. And as such, there is no division. Hence, there cannot be any fighting. There cannot be any strife. That's a profound concept, but I firmly believe that. Scalar energy represents union with God. It really is the divine will upon this earth. So that's, it's a profound thought, but it shows you the extent and the capability of scalar energy.
It's almost like the divine tuning fork. And so we're having trouble, people are having trouble getting along with each other. And then instead of being microscopic, maybe step back a little bit, get some scalar energy in there, and as everyone individually tunes to the divine tuning fork of scalar energy, we will all be in harmony with each other as well. That's the beauty of it. Just like all the cells in the body are responding to the coherence and the divine intelligence of the scalar energy, so we, like individual body systems, individual cell types of a body, I'm making a metaphor here, we also could all tune up together and begin to function better together than apart. So maybe we could even call scalar energy divine love. Do you think so, Tom?
I think so. Let me take a step back and let's review the two gentlemen who shared their testimonials with us today. And I really want to underscore a few things. First, Randy spoke and he mentioned to us that he had hepatitis C virus infection. He's had that since 1982, and that's been substantiated by the Veterans Administration. Various diagnostic tests have shown over the years that Randy was infected with the hepatitis C virus. Well, after he experienced my treatments, the scalar energy treatments, Randy has gone back to the Veterans Administration, and he secured that same test, the DNA test. Some people call it the polymerase chain reaction test. Well, I've seen the results, and the results are negative. So for the first time in 32 years, Randy no longer has the hepatitis C virus in his body. Well, how can that be? On account of the fact that the scalar energy treatments that I administer have the ability to break down the molecular structure of a virus, in this case, the hepatitis C virus. So in conclusion, and what I've seen over the years, is scalar energy has the ability to change, to deconstruct the molecular constitution, the molecular integrity, if you will, of a germ. Well, once you can change the molecular structure of a germ, frankly, that germ does not exist anymore. And that's what we've seen with Randy. For the first time in 32 years, he is hepatitis C free. Amazing. All of this is effectuated by this fundamental energy. Scalar energy can do that. Secondly, we had Eric offer his testimonial, and as such, we have seen that scalar energy has served to accelerate the healing process. Eric had some type of surgery, and with that, he was still experiencing the scalar energy treatment during the surgery recovery time. Well, in his estimation, scalar energy has served to improve his health, to, again, accelerate the healing that he was anticipating. And ultimately, he surprised even his attending physician as to how quickly he improved after the surgery. This is common. Many people have shared that similar story with me. So we put our heads around this now and we consider, we really have to cogitate upon this. What is going on? Scalar energy is a divine intelligence. It allows us to control the human body. I'm going to repeat that. The scalar energy instruments that I work with broadcast scalar energy, which is an intelligence, and that intelligence is divine. And I believe with this intelligence, we can control, manipulate matter, such as viruses. We can disassemble matter. And secondly, we can also abet the recovery time. Many people who've had, again, surgery or some type of operation tell me that they don't see the infection that's associated with post-operative surgery. Many people tell me that their swelling is not what they would expect after surgery or the inflammation. Other people tell me that they recover quickly, to their astonishment and to the astonishment of the medical community. Why? Scalar energy is therapeutic. It's healing. And it will help, again, to accelerate the healing curve, if you will, after a surgery.
And so really, we see both the mitigation and dealing with of the pathogens, which, by the way, he didn't get a healing crisis. Randy did not get a healing crisis. He did not have a big detox after this virus did not show up in his body anymore, because it's been on the atomic level broken down to carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, simple elements. And so therefore, it's not like a die-off. He didn't have a big die-off reaction. And that's pretty much across the board too also, isn't it, Tom?
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. When we work with light, scalar light, there is no chemical reaction. There is no die-off. Why? Because you experience a die-off with pharmaceutical products. We don't work with drugs. This is not a chemical reaction. It's a painless, it's a benign light reaction. Entirely different.
And are there any documented negative side effects?
I've not experienced any. And why can I say that? Scalar energy is the fundamental light, the fundamental energy of the universe. It's starlight, it's sunlight. Well, obviously we don't have an adverse effect from starlight. Well, I'm working with that identical energy. Nobody has an adverse effect, a negative effect, by way of starlight. That's not the case. It frankly, it can't be the case. To the contrary, everybody's dependent upon this energy, this sunlight, this starlight, this unique form of energy. Scalar energy is an energy that we rely upon. Frankly, human life could not exist without this starlight, without sunlight, without this unique energy, scalar energy that originates from the stars as well as our sun.
So we've seen both the deconstruction of chaotic organisms that degrade life, and we've also seen the improvement of function of the human biology itself. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the whole gamut, isn't it really? This is a beautiful day, and we hate to end our show, but we have come to the end of our time, and we hope that you will tell your friends about this show and give them the hope that is right now emerging through this amazing technology after 25 years of research built upon research that goes all the way back to the 1800s and the work of Nikola Tesla. This didn't happen overnight, ladies and gentlemen, but today is your divine appointment to learn about the divine energy. Thank you, Tom, so much for being with us and explaining the intricacies of scalar energy.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Monet.
And ladies and gentlemen, we will be back again next week with more testimonies, more breakthrough information, so that you can enjoy the benefits of the divine energy. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.